Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Elder Braxton coming to you from Tampa, Florida, right here on the corner of Oswald and 22nd Street. Our address is 4711 North 22nd Street, and our zip code is 33610. I mean, this is in Tampa, Florida. You need to come and let God bless your soul today. You know, I'm excited about Jesus, praise God. You know, I'm excited about it. I just thank and praise God for all of you listening in today all over the world, praise God. And you know that I care about people's soul. Amen. And God loves you. I love people, praise God. And I care about their soul. God is able to heal you. God is able to bless you, and God is able to save you. Praise God. We thank and praise God for all of you that is listening. Give an honor to our Apostle Cowan, our Apostle C.A. Cowan. Praise God. Give honor to him. Give honor to our presiding bishop, Ira J. McLeod. Give honor to my district bishop, Adrian Shaw. Praise God. Amen. We thank and praise God for him and all the district elders, praise God, that is around. Praise God. Give honor to all the brothers and the sisters and the elders and the ministers in Church of God, the Bible Way, and all those over the world, praise God. Amen. I understand we have 180-odd different churches, praise God, and letting people know all around the world that we love them and we care about their soul and we care about it. Everybody. Amen. We care about all people. God wants us to care about each other. We thank and praise God today. Amen. Well, friends, again today, praise God, we're going to go on and we're going to talk about the sin bearer. Amen. How many of y'all know that Jesus was the bearer of the sin of the whole world? Praise God. Jesus was that. Amen. And he suffered. Amen. And, you know, Isaiah, the eager-eyed prophet, praise God, he looked way ahead of time and saw all this happening, praise God, that will happen to Jesus. And in Isaiah 53, we'll go into that, we'll start, and then we've got going in out into different points of it. And look what it says here. Whom have believed our report, and whom is the arm of the Lord is revealed. The arm is Jesus, he's God. And look what it says, whom have believed our report. So you have to believe in Jesus, praise God. So we see here that you must have Christ in your life. Now watch, as we say, go on, the second verse, it says, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Look what it says. And as a root out of dry ground, he has no form of comeliness. And when we should see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. That picture you got, Michelangelo on that painted or whatever, and then on the thing about Jesus, it probably was his cousin or his nephew or whatever it is, but it wasn't Jesus. People don't see it. And then, because Jesus wasn't a pretty, cute, and all that stuff, you know. He wasn't a pretty boy. Amen. Somebody said he was a ruddy-looking guy. but think about it. It says, you know, he had no beauty. Amen. No beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of man. A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Look at that. Surely he abhorred our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Look what it says here. But he was wounded for our transgression. Amen. He was bruised by our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Now you think about that. Jesus was wounded for us. Amen. Think about it. He was for our transgress and bruised for our iniquity, our sins. Amen. You know, and that's so beautiful, praise God. Who wouldn't serve a Lord, a God like that? Amen. Look what it says. Now the sixth verse. All we, I'm saying all, I like that word all we like sheep gone astray. Amen. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So we see here that Jesus Christ was our sin bearer. He the one died on that cross for us, an innocent man. An innocent man dying on the cross for us. Amen. And that's something. I don't know about you, but that means too much to me, praise God. So we see here that he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers dumb. So he opened not his mouth. Think about that. Jesus didn't complain, though he could call all the angels out of heaven and destroy a man if he wanted to. Amen. But he went through this thing. The Bible says he humbled himself to the cross. Amen. So we see here today that Jesus did it all. Amen. He did it all for us. I'm going to drop down to the 10th verse. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Jesus was a sin bearer. That body, amen, that body that was foot beaten, that body that was out there that they hit, they pierced in the inside, that body that they abused, praise God, amen, he did it, Christ did it for us. You know, what that's great love. Amen. That's great love for all humanity. He did that for all of us. Amen. And you got to believe it. You got to hear the word, believe it, and obey the word, praise God. When you obey the word, amen, when you can obey what God has for you, God wants you to obey him. It's in every dispensation, praise God. Amen. It was obedience, amen, that worked out for man. Amen. You got to look, Abraham, he obeyed God. He believed God. He obeyed and he moved. And, you know, Noah, he moved with fear. Amen. And he obeyed God. So you got to obey God, praise God. So we see here today, you have to obey him, be obedient to him. Amen. How do we be obedient to him? Amen. Acts 2:38, praise God. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, you got to repent of your sins. The one scripture tells us, Acts 3:19, say, repent and be thou converted, praise God. You got to repent of your sins, praise God, and let God bless us. Amen. Because when you repent, amen, and say, Lord, I was wrong. And say, I was so wrong. I was so bad. I disobeyed you, you know, and pour out your heart to the Lord and let God bless your soul and let him forgive you, praise God. But a lot of people don't understand that God, amen, was in Christ. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Think about what this is happening. You know, out of all these false gods they got around here, praise God, you know, none of them do things like Jesus did. Amen. Because God was in him, reconciling the world into himself. Amen. It was God in that body. Amen. And we see here today that many people are rejecting the Lord. But I'm letting you know today, you've got to come to Christ Jesus. You know, you want to get to, you say, I want to get to God. I want to get to the Father. I want to get to Yahweh. I want to get to Allah. I want to get to Jehovah. I want to get to the, all right? None of those names was names of salvation, praise God. None of those names was names. Because I'm letting you know today that you need Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. Amen. So we see that today. But look what it says as it goes on here, as we go on here, as we see it. Praise God. Amen. And look what it says. By his knowledge, we're reading at the 11th verse now. Praise God. Let's go to the 11th verse here. It says, he shall see his travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. All right. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant, amen. Look what it says. By his knowledge, my righteous servant, amen, justify me. For he has bared their iniquities. In other words, Christ, that body of Christ, bare the iniquity of us all, friend. Look what it says. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and shall divide him a spoil and with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death. Jesus did, friend. Jesus did it. All right. And he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many. I try to read it slow. Amen. He bare the sin of many and made intercession. Intercession. He interceded for us, friend, for the transgression. Well, think about that, friend. That is so beautiful. That's the most wonderful thing I've ever heard. Amen. Jesus did this. Jesus did it for you and for me. Praise God. He bears sin for me. I want to be a part of that. Amen. Don't you want to be a part of that? I was thinking today as I was driving home, and I thought about something here. God showed me something. The Ark of the Covenant. Amen. Amen. When the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant, all right, and they carried it into the temple of Dagon, Dagon, amen, and God had to bow. Think about it now. Dagon had to bow. And man, why? Because, you know, they put it in there, and overnight, man, hey, you know, you think about it, what happened. You read about that. Dagon had to bow. That false god that they had to come crumbling down, and, you know, God had to put it down. Amen. Why? Because that ark represented something that a lot of people don't understand. Covenant, you know, the Ark of the Covenant, it meant something. It meant the presence of God. In other words, that's like the presence of God, God's presence. All right. So what happened when they carried it in there, and you read about it, how God brought it down. Amen. So, you know, no other time did it have no problem when they brought that Ark of the Covenant in there. That false god they got had to come down. Same thing, amen, with people today. And people all over, false gods and false things that you got. Amen. The Bible is saying, at the name of Jesus. Let us go to that Philippians. Amen. When you go, you look at it. Praise God. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every tongue, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things on earth and things beneath the earth. Amen. We see that. And the same thing there. Amen. When they brought that Ark of the Covenant, amen, it had to come down. It had to come down. It was over with. And a lot of people talking about, you know, the other stuff people be doing. I was saying, look, everything going down but the word of God, amen. And see, if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, amen, you know, guess what? It's got to come down, friend. It's going to come down. Amen. As we see here, Philippians 2 and 9, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. There's no other name like Jesus. There's no one else you could look to be saved to, friend. Amen. Why? Because God was in him. Amen. Just like Jesus, when he would walk the earth, amen, he was like the presence of God walking the earth. Amen. He was the presence of God. He was walking the earth. Amen. And people just don't see it. Amen. The Bible says he was in the world and the world was made by him. All right. He was walking among people. The one that created the heavens and the earth was walking among people. They didn't understand that. All right. All they could see is the body of Jesus. That was the Son. Amen. But the presence of God. Come on, somebody. Just like the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. The Ark of the Covenant. You think about it. All right. It represented the presence of God. All right. Talking about the one that had the mercy seat and the cherubims over it. Praise God. We see here that Jesus, amen, represented the presence of God. He was the presence of God right here on earth. And we see it today, praise God. Look what it says. He said, wherefore God has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name. All those other names that you see out there, all those other names that you're talking about, that, amen, they have no power when it comes to salvation, praise God. But look what it says here. He says, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every, let me go, let me finish reading that. I'm getting ahead of myself. Every knee should bow, and of things in heaven, things in earth, meaning beneath the earth. All right. Think about it. And it says here, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of who? To the glory of God. All right, go tell them people that if there ain't other God out there, they ain't got no power. They ain't got no glory, right? Because here it is, the scriptures tell us right here that, you know, Jesus had it all. And the scripture says, amen, if you look at it in St. Matthew 28, down by the 18th verse, he said, all power is given to him in heaven and in earth. And then you look at it, friend. And then I told a guy the other day, I said, if any other, they ain't got no power because Jesus got it all. They still got to be like, hey, what are you talking about? I said, Jesus got it all. I said, Jesus was the presence of God here on earth. All right? Think about it. When he was walking this earth, amen, the Bible said, amen, in Isaiah, all right, 7:14, it talks about he being the great Emmanuel, being Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now you read it. Check me out. Amen. The Bible said he was the presence of God here on earth. The Bible said, amen, his name should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. I told a guy the other day, I said, Jesus is the Godfather. Amen. I mean, he's the one God of the all. Amen. He's Father. I said, he's the Godfather of the all. Amen. I said, he is all that, because all power exists within him. Praise God. So people say, you know, people think that they can go to God without Jesus. What? But Jesus tells us here in St. John, amen, the 14th. Let's look at that now. Go back here. And then people think that they can go to God, and then without Jesus. And that, you know, it's what people, I said, well, how you figure that? How you going to go to, you going to skip Jesus and say, I'm going to go to God? And then because they don't understand what the scripture talking about. The Bible said he was in the world and the world was made by him. The Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And down to the 14th verse of John there, down if you go to St. John 1, down in the 14th verse, it say, and the Word, which we was talking about, God, was made flesh. What that makes Jesus? God in flesh. Amen. So what is it? Amen. We thank and praise God. Amen. So we see here today that you got to believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Because, you know, all power is in him, praise God. Because a lot of people saying, all right, well, you got to go to Jehovah first. I said, The Bible is what Jesus said. Look what Jesus says. Jesus tells them, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man could come into the Father but by me. All right? And if you have known me, you should have known my Father also. Henceforth, now here on in, he says, all right, St. John, we read that was the 6th and we read the 7th verse. Say, if you had known me, you had known my Father also. That's the 7th verse. And look what it says. It says, from henceforth, you have known him and have seen him. What, Jesus? I can imagine the apostles around there say, what? What did he say? Thank God. Look what it says. It says, if you have seen me, look what it says. He said, henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Oh, look, I can imagine the apostles around there, the disciples around there talking to themselves. What is he talking about? Amen. But one of them spoke out, and Philip said unto him, said, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Meaning we will be satisfied. You show us the Father, Jesus. That's what he's saying. It's so much worse. Now watch what it says here. The Bible says, look what it says here. And this is Jesus saying. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you? And yet thou hast not known me. That's what's wrong with the world today. They can see Jesus as the Son of God, all right? But they can't see that he was God in flesh. They can see that he was God manifested in the flesh, all right? They can't see what Isaiah was talking about, all right? That's what's wrong with the world today. They can't see it. That God is our Savior in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right? They can't understand it, praise God. So we see here today that you must believe in him. You must trust in him and as your Lord and as your Savior, praise God. You got to trust in him, praise God. You got to believe in him. Amen. So we know that you must come to Christ while we have an opportunity. Amen. You must come to him today. And we're letting everybody know that they need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, that's what it's all about. Come to him. All right. Jesus is Lord. Amen. To the glory of God. Jesus was the great Emmanuel. The great Emmanuel. God with us. And then they can't see that part. I talked to some Jehovah's Witnesses. They can't see it. I talked to some Muslims. They couldn't see it. I talked to some other people. They couldn't see it. And then I said, look, I said, y'all need to read. And you appreciate the Bible. You appreciate God even more when you see that God was the Savior of the whole world. And then that Jesus was in him. I mean, he was in Jesus. Amen, amen, and that's what Jesus declared here. He said, "Do what Jesus." He said, "Have I been so long time with you? Yet, thou hast not known me." Look at this. That's where the world is. The Bible says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Okay, that's in St. John 1. Okay, as we go on here, it says, he said, you had not known me, Philip. So in other words, think about it. How many people was in Philip's position right now? How many of those people are in Philip's position now that don't know that Jesus is God, that don't know that Jesus, amen, was one with God? See, a lot of people don't understand that. All right? Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Amen. We're not a triune. He's not a triune. He's not a three persons in one or three gods in one. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. All right? Hey, another thing, he said, I'm coming in my Father's name. Amen. So we see here, we think about it. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Because we see this, that it's God was in Christ reconciling the world into himself. Amen. He's the Savior. Amen. And as we go on, praise God, we see here, and he took on a name, which means Jehovah has become our Savior, or God has become our Savior. All right? He took on a name, amen, that saved all humanity, praise God, if they believe and look unto him. Look up into Jesus Christ, friend. I'm letting you know today that you must come to Christ. Why you got an opportunity, friend? You got an opportunity. Amen. So we see here, Christ is the way. Jesus is the way. You cannot get to God. And then I see people talking about they worshiping their rock. A rock can't save you. A rock can't do nothing for you. So come on now. I've seen people say they worship all kinds of different things. I say those things cannot save you, friend. Amen. So you got to believe in him. The Bible says repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's what the scripture says, Mark 16:16. All right, so we see here that you have to come to Christ while you have an opportunity. Praise God. God is able to save your soul. Amen. If you come to him through true repentance, praise God. Look what the Bible says in Ephesians. Look what it says. For above all principalities, talking about Ephesians 1:21. For above all principalities and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. So where could you go? Jesus is him. Amen. Colossians 2:9, it says, in him dwell all fullness of the Godhead bodily. Friend, it was Jesus. Amen. In Jesus, it was God in him. Amen. That saved us, friend. Amen. So I just thank and praise God that so many people are empty. So many people are having a hard time. But if they trust Jesus, they trust Jesus. Amen. God could bless you. God could bless you. And let you know I care for your soul. And God loves you, praise God. God said, look unto him and be ye saved. Look into Jesus and be saved from him. You can be saved. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And besides the Lord, look what God said. I am the Lord. Beside me, there is no Savior. Look unto Jesus. Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Amen. He is the way. He is the true way. I'm Elder Braxton, Ernest Braxton. Jesus saved through faith. Praise God. Come, praise God, and visit us here in Tampa, Florida. We thank and praise God for all of you. We love you, and we care about you all. And let you know that come. When you come to Tampa, come visit us, praise God. Come visit us. Let you know we care about you today. Amen. And the Lord will bless you. Thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. Praise God. I will be back on television pretty soon. I'll let you know. Praise God. We thank and praise God for everybody out there in this world. We love you. We care about you. Jesus, love you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.